The following is a Network Newswire audio production via our AudioPress release solution suite. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Network Newswire uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communications tools, to introduce private and public companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Network Newswire's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following audio press release may feature a client of Network Newswire. Network Newswire may have been compensated for the production of this audio production. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure.
Welcome to Network Newswire, editorial coverage titled Personalized Immunotherapy Could Be the Future for Advanced Breast Cancer Treatment. Personalized treatment for advanced breast cancer is a massive global medical need. According to the latest figures from the Centers for Disease Control, in the United States alone, more than 41,000 women die from breast cancer each year. Hope is on the horizon, however, as innovative biomedical companies apply their research and technologies to bring personalized immunotherapies to market for this unmet medical need. Among these companies is Bria Cell Therapeutics Corporation, ticker symbol BCTXF, an immune oncology-focused biotech company developing the first off-the-shelf personalized immunotherapy for advanced breast cancer. The company's technology is based on a targeted immunotherapy regime that has seen encouraging results in clinical trials. Other biotechs in the personalized cancer immunotherapy space include Gilead Sciences Incorporated, GILD, on NASDAQ, the parent company of Kite Pharma, Selectus SA, CLLS, on NASDAQ, Neon Therapeutics Incorporated, NTGN, on NASDAQ, and Loxo Oncology Incorporated, LOXO, on NASDAQ. Personalized immunotherapy for advanced breast cancer. Rationale. The global market for breast cancer treatment reached an estimated $12 billion in 2017 and is on pace to reach approximately $19 billion by 2025. Within this market, precision medicine shows considerable promise. Personalized immunotherapy, an example of precision medicine in which a treatment is tailored to the individual patient, broadly aims to stimulate a patient's own immune system to combat cancer. This personalized approach allows a physician to tailor the treatment to each individual patient, thereby potentially achieving higher effectiveness and fewer side effects. Focused on revolutionizing advanced breast cancer treatment aligned with this approach, Bria Cells, ticker symbol BCTXF, off-the-shelf personalized immunotherapy treatment can be quickly prepared for each individual patient and is designed to safely kill the tumor cells while saving time, high cost, and manufacturing complexities associated with making personalized immunotherapies. The need for this caliber of technology is significant in the field of oncology, considering that 1 in 8 women will develop invasive breast cancer over the course of their lifetime. Aside from skin cancer, breast cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer among women in the United States, and breast cancer death rates are higher than those for any other cancer except lung cancer. Advanced breast cancer, also called metastatic or stage 4 breast cancer, is the most advanced and deadly form of the disease, causing the majority of breast cancer-related deaths. Predictable anti-tumor response in Phase 2A clinical studies in advanced breast cancer. Bria Cell's novel technology is being developed based on the recent positive proof-of-concept clinical findings of Phase 2A studies of the company's lead product candidate, Bria IMT, in heavily pretreated advanced breast cancer patients. Bria IMT is derived from a specific breast cancer cell line and is genetically engineered to release granulocyte macrophage colony-stimulating factor, a substance that activates the immune system. BriaCell believes that BriaIMT helps the body to recognize and kill tumor cells by activating both T cells that directly attack tumor cells and B cells that produce anti-tumor antibodies. The Phase 2A study, listed in clinicaltrials.gov as NCT-03066947, showed potent anti-tumor activity of BriaIMT in certain patients who shared certain HLA types with BriaIMT. HLA equals human leukocyte antigen typing is used to match patients and donors in transplants. HLA biomarkers found on most cells are recognized by the immune system to determine self versus foreign cells. Importantly, preliminary Phase 2A efficacy data in these patients with the same HLA type as those on BriaIMT were similar or superior to those of other approved breast cancer drugs when at a similar clinical stage of development. Leading the advancement of BriaIMT and BriaCell's pipeline is the company's president and CEO, Dr. Bill Williams, who has been personally involved in the development of 10 drugs in the market. Based on the recent findings related to the mechanism of action of BriaIMT and the potential to produce intensified anti-tumor activity when used in combination with certain drugs, BriaCell is now focusing on the combination study of BriaIMT with pembrolizumab or ipilimumab. The combination study is listed in clinicaltrials.gov as NCT-03328026. It is important to note that immune checkpoint inhibitors such as pembrolizumab, anti-PD-1, and ipilimumab, anti-CTLA-4, have come to the forefront in the fight against cancer with substantial benefits for some patients. The significance of immune checkpoints have been recognized by the Nobel Committee by awarding doctors Honjo PD-1 and Allison CTLA-4 with the 2018 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine. This is highly encouraging for BriaCell because the company is using these checkpoint inhibitors in combination with BriaIMT in its ongoing Phase 2A studies in advanced breast cancer patients. Quote, "We believe that combination studies with immune checkpoint inhibitors should create even more potent anti-cancer immune responses, leading to our strategy of combination studies of BriaIMT with Keytruda or Yervoy. In our view, the combination of BriaIMT with Keytruda or Yervoy has the potential to provide a new therapeutic option and substantial clinical benefit in heavily pretreated advanced breast cancer patients where there remains a significant unmet need," end quote, Williams stated in the press release announcing the results. Preliminary proof-of-concept clinical trials. The first clinical trial used the original unmodified breast cancer cell line with GM-CSF and low-dose cyclophosphamide to boost the immune response. In the trial, 14 patients were treated. Among positive results, no severe drug-related side effects were reported, and the treatment produced a post-treatment median survival rate about twice what was expected. The second clinical trial used BriaIMT, i.e. the original cell line modified to produce GM-CSF, with cyclophosphamide and interferon alpha in 4 advanced stage cancer patients. The treatment was tolerated well with few side effects. The median overall survival was much longer than expected. The study also had one patient who responded extremely well to the treatment with an approximately 90% tumor reduction in the breast cancer. After the treatment stopped, as required by the study, the patient's breast cancer returned and had spread to the patient's brain, lungs, and other sites. Importantly, the patient was treated again with BriaIMT, and the tumors were reduced at multiple sites, even in the brain. This patient matched BriaIMT for certain genes called HLA genes, which are used to match patients to tissues in tissue transplantation, such as for kidney transplants. As earlier noted, BriaCell achieved proof of concept in its Phase 2A study of BriaIMT with positive safety and excellent predictable efficacy in patients with HLA matches with BriaIMT. Importantly, initial safety data appeared superior to that of the other advanced or approved drugs for breast cancer when they were at a similar clinical stage of development. Most importantly, initial efficacy data was similar or superior to those of other advanced or approved drugs for breast cancer when they were at a similar clinical stage of development. BriaCell pipeline. BriaCell has developed a companion diagnostic test, BriaDx, that would allow a physician to prepare a personalized, pre-made treatment for each patient based on the presence of certain biomarkers, HLA type. Testing is simple and performed on the patient's saliva. This diagnostic test will be used in future clinical trials to accelerate the clinical development success for BriaIMT and BriaOTS. Based on BriaCell's observation of superior tumor shrinking responses in the patients who shared certain biomarkers, i.e. HLA types, with BriaIMT, BriaCell is developing BriaOTS for advanced breast cancer. BriaOTS includes a set of cell lines, each being similar to BriaIMT, which are being engineered to express various pre-manufactured HLA types. With only 15 different HLA types, BriaOTS cell line combinations are expected to cover more than 90% of the United States' population. BriaOTS is expected to enter the clinics in 2019. As noted above, BriaDx is used to determine the HLA types of patients. Based on the results, one or two BriaOTS pre-made cell lines will be selected to be administered to the patient. Thus, BriaOTS is expected to provide the patient with fast, inexpensive, safe, and effective personalized cancer immunotherapy treatment that can be readily ordered because it is pre-made. This appears to be great news for patients and therapists who previously had few or no treatment options. The technology may be applicable to other cancers as well. Other biotechs on the move. Gilead Sciences, NASDAQ GILD, is the parent company of Kite Pharma Incorporated, which develops immunotherapies. Kite Pharma's therapies involve collecting and using the patient's own immune cells to treat the cancer. The company's focus is on developing engineered cell therapies that express either a chimeric antigen receptor or a T-cell receptor, depending on the type of cancer. With its dual-platform approach, Kite Pharma's technology is designed to address both hematological and solid tumor cancers. However, with this approach, each dose must be manufactured for each patient, which can be time-consuming and costly, and may include a complex manufacturing system. Cellectis SA, NASDAQ, ticker symbol CLLS, develops off-the-shelf immunotherapies using next-generation CAR T-cells. Lead technology, TALAN, is being developed to enable gene editing to precisely edit or change the genetic code within a person's DNA. As with Kite Pharma's approach, Cellectis manufacturing of treatment based on the patient's own T cells could also be a costly and time-consuming approach. Neon Therapeutics, NASDAQ ticker symbol NTGN, work on personalized immuno-oncology therapies lead the company to develop treatments across both T-cell therapies and vaccines using neoantigen biology. Neon Therapeutics is developing multiple clinical strategies to target neoantigens, which are foreign substances encoded by tumor-specific mutated genes. This technology requires extensive genetic analysis of the patient's tumor, another often time-consuming method saddled with potentially high cost. Loxo Oncology, LOXO on NASDAQ, is focused on developing treatments for cancers caused by a single inappropriate DNA change, or an oncogenic driver. These drivers are responsible for both the initiation and the maintenance of a cancer. Loxo Oncology designs highly selective medicines that target these drivers as the underlying cause of a cancer. These therapies are targeted to the cancer of an individual patient, but do not work through the immune system and may be unlikely to eliminate all cancer cells from the body. Personalized cancer immunotherapy. The future of treatment for advanced breast cancer. Personalized off-the-shelf treatments have the potential to revolutionize the way advanced breast cancer is treated. In a recent interview, Williams voiced the company's commitment to bringing its personalized immunotherapy treatments to the patients with the disease. "We remain confident in our technology's potential to deliver clinical benefits to patients with advanced breast cancer and are working hard to make BriaOTS, BriaCell's novel off-the-shelf personalized immunotherapy, available to advanced breast cancer patients as soon as possible."
This audio press release is an original broadcast provided by Network Newswire, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Network Newswire may receive payments for corporate communications, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. You should assume that officers and directors of Network Newswire, or financial analysts mentioned, hold a position in and may intend to trade these securities for their own accounts. This audio press release is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, nor should it be, construed as investment advice. As in all investments, an investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or licensed stockbroker. This audio press release by Network Newswire does not purport to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from the featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Network Newswire as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please read our entire disclaimers and disclosures at networknewswire.com.